WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 7, 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Brian, flood victims wanting relief from the city council will have to wait longer.
The city council at the end of last night's meeting decided to hold a workshop next month. That's after hearing from 8 public speakers at the beginning of the meeting.
It has been almost 1 month since the proposed meeting, almost 2 months since the flood mitigation items were first mentioned by Councilman Sutherland, and almost 3 months since the last flood, and we still don't have any answers.
If any of you are driven in our neighborhood, you'll see a tremendous amount of white sandbags in my front yard, 468 to be exact.
There's a word that applies to this circumstances that I'm verbalizing here this evening. It's called passing the buck.
Councilman Mike Sutherland and Rafael Pena want the city to spend up to $1.5 million to buy out up to 6 homes if they're not purchased by FEMA. And Sutherland and Al Sines propose to spend at least $40 million over the next 2 years to reduce flooding. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
34 Brazos County property owners who thought they made timely payments but did not because the statements were mailed to the old tax office will not get a refund on penalties and interest. County commissioners denied the group's request for reimbursement because they are not allowed to do so by state law.
Actually, within the statute, the payment to the former address, which was a correct address, had to be within a year. And that's the only point where these people really failed to meet the criteria where the governing body actually had the ability within the law to consider it.
Tax assessor collector Christy Rowe fears even more problems this coming year because the post office won't be forwarding payments addressed to the old tax office.
Please, I'm begging you, pay attention to the address that it needs to be mailed to and make sure it's timely and it has adequate postage.
Rowe says this has been an issue in all Brazos County taxing jurisdictions. For the third time, members of the board overseeing the Brazos Central Appraisal District will be asking city councils and school boards in the Twin Cities permission to build its own offices. That's after the county commission unanimously agreed to sell land next to the new tax office. BCAD submitted the only bid at $300,000. Chief Appraiser Mark Price says a new building became more important after an increase of appraisal appeals of more than 30% this year and a priority of separating the public from employees.
We've taken a look at a couple other relatively new appraisal districts and we're just gathering ideas on how they've done that, how they've been able to control the flow of people. And there's some good examples out there and we'll take a look at them.
The county did not give BCAT a deadline to collect the necessary approvals from the other jurisdictions. Tonight, you're invited to see and offer comments about a Bryan Committee's recommendations for the next comprehensive plan and future parks and recreation projects. Yesterday, the City Council got a snapshot from consultants. Wendy Chabay says 18 recommendations from a community committee for outdoor parks and recreation projects includes green space and playgrounds. Topping the list of 8 indoor parks and recreation projects are an indoor track and a multi-purpose gym. Chabay says the committee's 10 priorities for the new comprehensive plan involves Blinn College and workforce training.
You've got a big workforce population here, and we want to make sure that they're getting the skills and the training that they can. So this ended up ranking as a high priority.
Today's open house is at the Brazos Center from 5 until 8. College Station police are looking for suspects in 2 rounds of damaged cars in the area of Dartmouth and Holloman. 13 reports of flat tires were taken Monday from the lofts at Wolfpin Creek. According to the report, each vehicle parked in the parking garage had 1 flat tire punctured by a knife or similar tool. Between Saturday night and Sunday morning, 4 vehicles parked on Carnation Court across from Wolfpin Creek had windows shot out with a BB gun. Anyone with information about either case is asked to contact CSPD. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos, 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hardworking efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to provide reliable, affordable electricity has kept families, friends, and neighbors connected for generations. And thankfully, people power is one energy source that you can always depend on. At Mid-South Synergy, we are your crew. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
If you're like most when it comes to having a lawnmower, four-wheeler, or other small engine equipment repaired, it's a ridiculous hassle. You have to borrow or rent a trailer, haul it to the repair shop, wait for it to be repaired, then repeat the process to get it back. Not anymore. Simply call Ace Hardware, 979-279-3003. Ace picks up the equipment, repairs it, and brings it back. For lawnmower, four-wheeler, or small engine repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979-279-3003 for your Ace repair today.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, our custom granite is definitely a cut above.
That's right, Suzanne. That's because we use a revolutionary new robotic cutting system. Its computer-controlled blades can cut with precision never possible before.
And we only use the best in 3CM granite, unlike our competitors.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Good morning. It's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Moisture from the Gulf of Mexico continues to move across our part of the state. We stay cloudy today. There'll be some sporadic showers, maybe a passing thunderstorm later today, a high of 85. Tonight, mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower isolated storm. Overnight, lows 70 to 75. Clouds tomorrow, there's the chance for showers and storms. We're up to 85 to 90. Partial sun develops Friday, maybe a shower or thunderstorm, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with our very own Zach Taylor for your Aggie football report. Also in Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers are one game away from the sweep against the Athletics after their win last night, and Jose Altuve secures his 1,000th hit in the Astros' loss to the Cardinals. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, I'm not sure how we feel about this. Audi will soon offer drivers a notification system to let them know when a stoplight is going to change from red to green.
Uh-oh.
It's Audi's traffic light information system.
I can see this going very poorly.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Will be available on select 2017 vehicles. As your car nears a traffic light, it will receive real-time data about the signals at that location. Because the data can be complex, Audi says that, well, the car's computer will decide whether it's got enough information to know when the traffic light that you're sitting at is about to turn green, and then it'll make the decision.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Yeah, see?
Exactly my thoughts.
So if, for instance, it'll surface now, they'll have service on 100 cars for over a year to try this. The company's working closely with agencies to manage 300,000 or so traffic lights in U.S. America. Okay? The company is out of Portland, Oregon. They're called Traffic Technology Solutions, TTS. They have a constant stream of traffic signal status in real time, and they will send that to Audi service, which then will send it to the car. Oh, nothing could go wrong with that.
Why do you need to know?
Yes,
yeah.
You're exactly right.
Kind of why do you
the
need
purpose,
to know?
Right?
Now, last year, matter of fact, it was a year ago in August, we had a story about BMW integrating the Enlightened iOS app in its cars, which uses GPS speed and location information to help drivers anticipate when a traffic signal is going to change. The app's interface showed the status of the next traffic light ahead of your the vehicle that you're driving, including a timer counting down the time. Now you see, here's the problem. That's way too much information.
Yeah.
Right. More distractions.
Plus, it's like it's the speed up program. It's like,
exactly.
It's about turn red. Go, 15
seconds.
Go.
Yeah. Get around. Cut off this guy.
A terrible idea.
And of course, then there's the concept that somebody might go through the intersection when the light's not green. I know that never happens.
No.
Never happens. Okay. Anyway.
You bite your tongue.
This is
related. So now we've got a word. It's called pre-greening. A traffic light creeping forward to in anticipation of the light turning from red to green is called pre-greening. So there.
Well, I was doing fine until this guy started pre-greening behind me, and I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, this is not a good idea.
So, their technology, you know, just because it's new doesn't mean we need to be doing
it. And plus, you know, it's only going to make it more dangerous with people playing Pokemon Go on the road.
Again, if it's got a countdown clock on it, come on. You don't need to be watching that.
No.
Maybe watching the road would be a good thing.
Again, you still can't go until it turns green. So why does it matter if it's going to take 10 seconds or 33 seconds to get there?
Hello?
I think it's a heck of an idea. Y'all are looking at it wrong. They'll know the light is green and never have to look up from their phone.
Oh, that's it. I had no idea. And that's it. And if
you have... Just making it safer for everyone on the road.
And eventually we have that situation where we have cars that are going to be semi-autonomous in that if there's a car that's not moving in front of you and you step on the accelerator, it's not going to go because it's sensing that car up there. Then you'll get really mad. You'll get road rage at your own car. How's that?
What it is you, if you're behind someone and you have the timer, you can know right to the second it turns green, and then you lay on your horn.
Exactly right. It'll be perfect.
What are you waiting on?
It'll be just perfect. All right, for people making more than $250,000 a year, what do you think is the most purchased vehicle? You might be thinking, oh, Mercedes.
That's what came to mind first for me.
Or a Tesla.
Fiat.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Or a Range Rover. No.
Volkswagen.
The vehicle most purchased by people making over $250,000 this year was the Ford F-Series.
Yeah.
How's that? Yeah. How is that, huh?
Nice.
Number two is the Jeep Grand Cherokee. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And number three is the Jeep Wrangler. And, you know, it's fine if you like a Jeep.
Right.
But I don't care how nice they are. They still ride like a Jeep.
Yeah.
That's true.
I kind of prefer to ride in something that's got a little bit softer suspension to it.
Yeah.
But anyhow, there you go. You got your Ford F-Series.
It's funny that Chelsea said Fiat because Jeep is a wholly owned subsidiary of Chrysler Automobiles.
I had no idea. That's going to be like the beers, right? You only got a couple of them out there.
Yep.
So 10 years ago this month, an Arizona political activist placed his bets that a proposal to pay one lucky voter $1 million would drive people to the polls to actually vote. Guy named Mark Osterloch, he filed paperwork to put the idea before state voters in November of 2006 on the ballot. He said he and other supporters had gathered 185,000 signatures to be able to get this initiative on the ballot. Under the plan, the $1 million award to one randomly selected voter after each election would come from the Arizona lottery prizes that had not been claimed over the year. Voter could get one entry in the drawing for voting in the primary and get another for the general election. Some were concerned with the plan. An Arizona State University faculty member who specializes in voting topics was concerned about the proposal. They thought the $1 million reward was some sort of a gimmick that would cause some people to vote without giving sufficient thought to who they're voting for. Well, they do that anyway.
I was going to say, if you're needing to entice people with money to go vote, then they might not be the people you want voting.
Well, the voters, in fact, 10 years ago defeated the proposal. But it was on the ballot in Arizona 10 years ago that you would possibly get $1 million. Instead, since there was no winner on Saturday night, your Powerball is only going to be worth $94 million stinking dollars. That's tonight, though. And remember, it's $66 million in cash. Never mind, it's a $292.2 million-to-1 chance. What the heck? You got to give it a try.
Never tell me
the odds.
Got
to play to win.
Yeah. That's right. 7:19 with the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. No surprise. You probably heard about this yesterday. That Aetna is going to stop selling health insurance through the Affordable Care Act next year because it's losing money.
Who would have ever predicted something like this?
Imagine that.
You would have needed a crystal ball to figure something like this out back whenever it was proposed.
Aetna said that they have lost $430 million on Obamacare in the first half of the year alone. That's $430 million. Now, I don't know if you get it. The idea on publicly held companies is that you're supposed to make a profit, okay? You know, the premiums pay for this, and then they get a, you know, you get a profit when it's all said and done. Well, take $430 million off the bottom line. They're saying this is not a good deal. Aetna's isn't the only big insurance company that's pulled out. United and Humana have already said that they're going to do that too. Aetna currently covers 900,000 people through Obamacare, Humana 800,000. Get this, for the government's part, the government, the Department of Health and Human Services, claims the companies only have themselves to blame.
Wow.
Because they set the premiums too low.
Oh.
Too low. That's the... Oh, I got it. So we can't even...
That's the problem.
You can't even talk to the government about supply and demand, okay? Here's an insurance company, and they've got this going on, and their premium's $700 a year, let's say. More like $700 a month. This one over here has a premium for $900 a month. Well, if it's the same coverage, what are you going to do? Oh, gosh, I'll probably go for the $700. That's
exactly,
that's supply and demand. That's marketing.
Duh.
Okay?
Wow.
But no, because their premiums were too low.
That makes me livid to know that's what they're doing, especially since, you know, you've had all these people come out and like that one guy who was on the news for that leak of him telling everybody like, yeah, we definitely deceived the American voters. They're, you know, they're stupid. We told them what we wanted them to hear, and we got it passed.
Yes, that's true. That's exactly what they did.
And then now they're going to say, oh, it's the insurance company's fault for offering too low of premiums. Well, it's their fault, not ours.
We just need to get to the point where we've got one provider. See, that's what's going to happen. One provider. So there. All right. In the meantime, yesterday, I think we had mentioned the Dixie Chicks.
Yep.
Okay.
They were in Texas a couple weeks ago.
Well, you know, they're from Texas, so
right,
they should be.
But they were, like, banned from Texas for a while.
Well, once again, Natalie Maines is at it.
The Dixie Chicks lead singer Natalie Maines posted on Twitter calling out country radio, writing, "I get banned for not liking Bush, and now Trump can practically put a hit on Hillary, and he's still all over country radio. Hypocrites." Back in 2003, Maine told a London audience she was ashamed the president of the United States is from Texas. And in response to Bush's plan to invade Iraq. The comments caused the Chicks to be banned from country radio. In her tweet, Maines was referencing a rally where Trump says maybe there is something the Second Amendment people can do to Hillary Clinton, who wants to appoint judges to abolish the Second Amendment.
Okay, so I understand the Dixie Chicks trying to jumpstart. They started about a year ago trying to get their career back on track.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it hasn't gone quite as well as Natalie thought they should. So let's go ahead and tweet that out just to make sure that we can stomp that cockroach and kill it. That cockroach that's country music. Oh, that cockroach that plays their music or would play their music.
That's biting the hand that feeds you.
Yeah, like where else are you going to get your music played? Yeah.
So anyhow, not what I would call another good career move. But
still a fan. Okay, yeah.
Hope. And, you know, they were a great band.
They were.
Just a great band.
I saw them at Reed Arena. They were in College Station.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, there have been quite a few bands that have played College Station.
Yeah,
think
there
about
have
it,
been.
You know, so you saw them here.
I did.
Was it Reed?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Back when Reed had concerts.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah. Yep.
And all right. So, and again, nothing wrong with what they were doing. They just somehow decided they needed to tell us how they felt about politics.
And why? You know, just why? We were talking about that earlier,
Scott.
Hey,
you put a microphone in front of someone.
Yeah, why would a musician who's there to play some music decide, I'm going to give my political views now?
I happened to turn on Access TV last night. Really, I watch Access somewhat, and they had an Elvis thing on. So I stopped to watch. It was a documentary thing. And it was right after a 10-year hiatus. He had opened his show in Las Vegas, and so they did a news conference afterwards, and somebody was asking him about that very thing. How did he feel about, and it was some sort of a political issue, and he said, I'd just as soon not do that. I'm here to perform, not to take some political stand.
There you go.
You know, even back then, they've been asking people, but Of course, again, Natalie decided she wanted to volunteer that to the folks in London.
Obviously, she's not the only one. I mean, there's celebrities and musicians who believe that because they have been given this platform, they should speak out for the peasants who don't get
fantastic
to.
Harmonies do not make you a political expert.
And that's and Brad and I were talking about this off the air, actually, last hour. Mm-hmm. If people come to see you perform, they want you to perform.
Right.
Don't talk. And I'll never forget, the Gatlin brothers were here, and there was a G. Raleigh White. And Larry Gatlin decided he wanted to start opining on somebody, and somebody yelled, "Shut up and sing."
Nice.
And he did. So that was good. That's all right. I'm glad that somebody was able to do that. But that's fine. If she wants to do that, then she can go home and listen to her device that's got all of her songs on it. Maybe that's what she does, is she's got a device that has applause on it. So all right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's 7:26. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. We do still have a chance of some showers, and actually there's plenty of humidity out there, so it could pop up, especially if we get some heating today. High temperature expected to be 84, 60% chance of showers today, and a 50% chance of rain for tonight. It's just different things developed. This morning it happens to be Houston that's catching the shower activity. Again, as it has been for the last 3-4 days, it's just pouring off the Gulf. So it's inside the loop right now. Still a little rain down there. Folks down in Brenham just continue to get rain in Washington County. And since it is drifting from south to north, we're liable to get some more of that. If you headed over in the other direction between Austin and Temple right now, they're getting pretty significant showers. But everything's clear of the Metroplex, so if you happen to be traveling up there, it'll be okay. But still some moderate temperatures, and as I say, we've got 76 out there.
At Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to get more John Deere power and reliability for an affordable price. Come check out their selection of John Deere Gator utility vehicles. They're hardworking, easy to use, and have a four-wheel independent suspension, which provides an excellent ride and handling. With the John Deere Gator, you can take on any task. Ride trails, pull heavy loads, haul materials, or use it for hunting and fishing. Whatever you need, Sioux Falls Prater will help you find the right Gator for your home, farm, or work site. See our inventory at cptractor.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Okay, now, according to the Wall Street Journal, Volkswagen's in hot water. Company involved in a cheating scandal to get around environmental regulations. And now, the Justice Department investigators are considering criminal charges. Last year, Volkswagen admitted that they installed illegal software in millions of cars around the world to fool emissions tests. So far, Volkswagen is on the hook for over $15 billion in civil penalties. But reaching a deal with the Justice Department could end up costing them billions more, especially if criminal charges are brought. Now, these German corporate types may know how to make cars and install illegal software, but they sure as heck do not know how to play the American game of politics. I mean, if they did, Volkswagen execs would have already donated millions to the Clinton Crime Family Foundation, and today they'd have friends in very high places. I mean, just think of this. When the illegal software was discovered, a private meeting could have been arranged, say, at an out-of-the-way airport tarmac. Bill Clinton and the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, could have had a discussion about grandkids. Then the next thing you know, we would hear an announcement that Volkswagen did cheat the system, and they did flout the rules. But they were just being very careless. They didn't intend any harm. And no prosecutor looking at the evidence would even think about bringing charges. That's how you play the game. And they didn't play the game. And they're paying big time.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. Because better equipment means better work and getting more done. And keeping you working is what we do best. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it. Typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a hobbyist or a seasoned professional on deadline, go to Bailey.com now and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend. Over 400 pages of what you love most. Machines. So whatever you're looking to build, repair, or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H. Bailey. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 76 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots and new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council's first regular meeting in more than a month included more debate about future efforts to reduce flooding.
8 of the 10 public speakers led off with repeated calls for council action.
It's not FEMA's responsibility. They might be able to help you a little bit, but it is the city of Bryan's responsibility.
In 1992, FEMA areas of special flood hazard were identified in a scientific and engineering report called the Flood Insurance Study for Brazos County, Texas, and Incorporated Areas. Here we are 24 years later, and we're still at the same place. We're doing studies. We're giving lip service. Can we count on more diligence and urgency now?
You know, we might wake up next week and have to swim out of here. I don't want that.
90 minutes later, the council decided to hold a workshop next month on two proposals. One for Mike Sutherland and Al Sines would spend at least $40 million over the next 2 years to reduce flooding. Their ideas range from cleaning out and widening creeks to building detention ponds to adding storm sewers. This would impact Upper and Middle Carter's Creek, Upper Burton Creek, Upper Still Creek, Lower Briar Creek, and localized flooding in the Oaks subdivision. The second proposal from Sutherland and Rafael Pena calls for the city to spend up to $1.5 million to buy out up to six homes that have been through repeated floods that FEMA does not buy, whether or not those homes have flood insurance. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos County Commissioners have approved a conditional sale of land next to the new tax office to the Brazos Central Appraisal District.
The contract will be subject to the approval of the taxing jurisdictions.
Assistant County Attorney Bill Ballard says BCAD does not have a deadline to get the approval of the College Station and Bryan school boards and city councils. Chief Appraiser Mark Price says there is an increasing safety concern to separate employees from the public.
We had about 8,000 protests this year, which was up about 34% from what we've had in the past. And we just anticipate that to be growing in the future. As the county grows, we're going to need additional space for hearing rooms and things like that.
County commissioners offered no comments before their unanimous vote. That followed an executive session that was interrupted twice by county officials meeting with BCAD representatives to negotiate the agreement. That includes the county agreeing to sell BCAD more land above the original offer.
We could put our employee parking and employee entrance in the back of the building, and that would free up more parking out in front of the building.
BCAD submitted a $300,000 bid, the minimum sought by the county. The appraisal district was the only bidder. Brazos County commissioners tell 34 property owners who did not mail their payments to the new tax office that they cannot refund penalties and interest for making what turned out to be late payments. Tax assessor collector Christy Rowe says the property owners missed the grace period where state law allows a reimbursement.
What we've seen is a lot of people pay through their bank, their personal bank, and they have that saved, that address. That's really dangerous for these people because now that forwarding order is expired after a year. And so it's no longer being forwarded. And the way the law is written, it has to be mailed to the correct address within time with correct postage, or it doesn't qualify.
Rowe anticipates more problems from taxpayers who don't use the correct address.
A lot of folks that mailed it to the wrong place in January, but it was forwarded, may now get caught by this.
The total of the refunds that were denied were more than $3,000. By individual, they ranged from $2.70 to $718. Criminal Mischief returns to College Station. The first report to police was last weekend when four vehicles on Carnation Court across from Wolfpin Creek had windows shot out with a BB gun. The damage happened between Saturday night at 9:30 and Sunday morning at 8. Then on Monday, CSPD responded to the lofts at Wolfpin Creek, at Holloman and Dartmouth for 13 reports of vehicles with flattened tires. According to the report, the vehicles were parked in the parking garage and they all had one flat tire punctured with a knife or similar tool. There are no suspects at this time. In either case, anyone with information is asked to call CSPD. On the eve of an open house, consultants hired for the City of Bryan's next comprehensive plan and future parks and recreations projects addressed the City Council. Dan Sefko says the Community Committee, nicknamed CPAC, formulated 10 priorities for the comprehensive plan. Among them is how to replace manufactured homes.
Of course, the ones that are there can continue to exist. There's a state law provision that you have to allow for a one-time upgrade to a newer unit. But as time goes on, we believe there's a better way to manage those manufactured homes and identify those areas which they might be more appropriate.
Wendy Chabay says the committee named hike and bike trails the first of 18 priorities for outdoor parks.
Sports fields was something that CPAC felt was very important from an economic standpoint and driver to the city.
Details of all the recommendations developed over the last 10 months can be seen today from 5 until 8 at the Brazos Center. Next month, the proposals go before the Planning and Zoning Commission and Parks and Recreation Board, and final action by the City Council is scheduled in October. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 76 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Are you thinking about building a new home or maybe moving to the country? Have you found that home site you love? Let Brenham National Bank help make your dreams come true. We're experts in land, construction, and long-term mortgage financing. If you're ready to buy that lot, build a new home, or find long-term financing, ask us to help. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Need a new trailer for your job site, home, or hobbies? Midway Trailers in Madisonville is your one-stop shop. Located in Madisonville on I-45, just a short drive from Bryan College Station in Huntsville, Midway Trailers provides every style of trailer to fit your every need. Light duty, heavy duty, cargo, automotive, horse, or livestock. Midway only stocks and sells the best brands. Brands like CM, Lark, and Big Tex Trailers, America's best-selling professional-grade trailer line. Visit MidwayTrailers.com today and haul away happy with Midway Trailers in Madisonville.
REMAX Bryan College Station has been serving Aggieland over 20 years, representing generations of buyers and sellers with old-fashioned hometown service and 21st century technological expertise. At 3030 University Drive, just east of Highway 6, we're right in the middle of Bryan College Station and count legions of Aggie customers returning as parents and grandparents. More sellers list with REMAX than any other brand because nobody in the world sells more real estate. So to buy or sell, it's REMAX Bryan College Station.
Good morning, it's 7:40. News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. It's time for some weather brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Moisture from the Gulf of Mexico continues to move across our part of the state. We stay cloudy today. There'll be some sporadic showers. Maybe a passing thunderstorm later today, a high of 85. Tonight, mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower isolated storm. Overnight, lows 70 to 75. Clouds tomorrow, there's the chance for showers and storms. We're up to 85 to 90. Partial sun develops Friday. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor's going to have your Aggie football report. In Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers take down the Athletics while the Astros fall to the Cardinals. And Kerry Walsh Jennings could still get a fourth Olympic medal, but unfortunately, it won't be a gold. That and more Olympic news coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, it's been so long since we've heard this. I know it's not Tuesday.
Well, not anymore.
No. Yeah.
Anyone else dancing?
Believe it or not, this was the number one song 20 years ago.
Believe it or not, I remember the dancing.
Yeah, I know. Became an instant earworm the first time you heard it, of course.
When I dance, they call me Magarena. And the boys, they say que soy buena. They all want me, they can't have me.
There you go. It's Macarena.
I mean, those lyrics basically sound like every other poppy girl song.
Exactly. They all want me. They can't have me.
That's right. Very, very nice. I mean, and like, who were these guys? I mean,
yeah, they were like wearing suits.
Raphael
and, they were like,
and Antonio.
It was weird that this was such a hit amongst the kids because those guys were like in their 50s.
Yeah, gray
in
hair.
Suits.
That's right. Absolutely. The Bayside Boys did a bilingual remix that didn't do much until a New York radio station started playing it. Song took off. Of course, there's a video as well. Macarena stayed at number one for 14 weeks.
Wow.
And I'm guessing these guys probably retired if they were smart. Because, I mean, it's not like you could tour with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Now, apparently the lyrics, too, are not as nice as they sound.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh,
yeah.
Anyway, well, right. And you think about it. Nowadays, there's, you know, the wobble or the, you know, there's things that come out that have a dance move.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, this was it.
This was it. That's, well, again, you can go way, way back to The Twist. I mean,
well,
that was a song about
course,
a dance.
Of course,
but this had a dance that was associated with it.
Exactly.
When this happened. And, of course, Cotton Eye Joe. Same thing.
Uh-huh.
But there you are. Macarena, I just thought I'd drag that out because it was 20 years ago that it hit.
You know, we
one.
Were hitting that mid-show lull,
yeah.
And all of a sudden,
boom, there
yep,
you go.
Boom.
So this is our segment where we make you feel older than you really want to. Okay, got that. And then the Beloit College Mindset List. This is what they do. Every year, Beloit College puts out information because students who are heading off to their first year in college are mostly 18, thus born in 1998. Since they, yes, I know, since they've arrived on the planet, just remember, Vladimir Putin has always been calling the shots at the Kremlin, in their view. The United States has always been at war. Serena Williams has always been winning Grand Slam singles titles. SpongeBob SquarePants has always lived at Bikini Bottom. They have never had to watch or listen to programs at the time they actually appeared on television.
Wow.
They disagree with their parents as to which was the first Star Wars episode. Nanny cams have always been available to check on the babysitter. Citizens have always been able to register to vote using their driver license. And
oh, you don't need one of those anymore.
No, that's right. And there has always been eBay. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I saw another one earlier on Facebook that made me feel pretty old, too. kids that are going to be entering high school.
Yeah, high school, okay.
In fall here, they weren't born when 9/11 happened.
Ah.
So they're going to be learning about it as a historical event that happened before they were born.
And thus through a filter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thus through a filter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but remember, football season is right around the corner, and fantasy football is right around the corner, and the report that comes out today says that fantasy football will cost employers $16.5 billion. Well, now, why don't they just go ahead and say $487 billion? You have no idea.
Yeah.
All right. So
that's
because people, like, take trips to do their, like, I have friends that go away for the weekend to do their fantasy football draft and, like, throw a trip, a party.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, Nancy Berry will be here in a little while, and her, you know, her son is duly employed and makes a fine living being the fantasy football dude at ESPN.
Yeah.
And that is all based on, and she'll show you pictures, there are guys who still live here in town who started a fantasy football league that Matthew Berry was a part of. And
what about the, you know, companies that have a fantasy football team together and it promotes, you know, unity.
Well,
and
I can see from
ethic,
a team building
bonding.
Thing.
Team building, yeah.
Trash talking.
Yeah. That's get out of the meeting and they're just, you know, they're doing the elbow fist bump, doing whatever it takes. Okay, this is the estimated cost anyway to U.S. employers of worker participation. It's assumed that 35 to 40 million participants spend 10 minutes per day or 50 minutes each business week managing their teams, just so you know. I have no idea. It's a world that is, I understand it, but I can't imagine. I guess it's the ego boost of being able to say that you'd be the general manager because you put these guys together and they would be this team that would be above and beyond. Yeah. Never mind salary caps, right?
Right. Just a way to extend the Sunday, you know, all through the whole week.
And the NFL loves that.
Yeah. It's super fun, too, especially, you know, you don't have to do it where you're, you know, playing for a bunch of money or anything like that. It's just kind of fun.
Sure. Just, hey, one more reason that you can trash talk somebody.
I swear people have more fun just coming up with the names of their team.
You're probably right. That's something that they like. In the meantime, this is not our Olympic segment. Now we'll do an Olympic segment later.
Okay.
But Olympic athletes are so obsessed with McDonald's fast food giant that they are limiting the amount of free food now that Olympians can order.
Yeah.
The order, the location at the Olympic Village, free for athletes and coaches, but due to extreme demand, the location was forced to cap the number of items that a single person could order at 20.
Wow. What?
20.
Wow.
Well, remember, we talked yesterday about the badminton guy who had done that.
9,000 calories worth of.
Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt reportedly ate 100 chicken nuggets every day in the 2008 Beijing Olympics, so it's not like it's a new thing.
The only stuff they really trust.
They got to keep, plus, I got to keep that calorie count up, you know?
Well, that's a
carb up.
Well, yeah, I mean, Chelsea, you mentioned that. That's true. This is a brand that they know.
Right.
I mean, they may know it's unhealthy, but at least they know what it is.
At least they know what it is,
as opposed to something on a stick.
With the way Rio's going, you want to stick to the familiar.
Just an air conditioning company. More than a service, we are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. We are Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik, and we make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
MSC Opus presents An Evening with Lyle Lovett and His Large Band. Saturday, August 27th, Rudder Auditorium. She's no lady. The four-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, Lyle Lovett. And a night guaranteed to make a memory. Tickets on sale now at MSC Box Office and MSCOpus.org. Don't miss An Evening with Lyle Lovett and His Large Band, sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
How would you summarize your life in 200 words or less? A national news program once featured a story about those who write obituaries. Spending your day thinking about people who have died may sound like a morbid job, but the writers will tell you that obituaries actually convey more about someone's life than about their death. One of the writers said, "Obituaries only have one line mentioning a person's death. The rest of the story is about their life." All the writers agreed on one thing. The family and friends of the deceased rarely talk about the person's job. In other words, what the person accomplished in the workplace isn't what matters to everyone around them. Instead, family and friends always share about the person's relationships, how they loved, cared, and connected with other people. And that's what prompted one of the journalists to offer this piercing question. She asked, "How would you capture your life in 200 words? What will the people who love you say about you?" And those questions ring in my ears. How will my wife and boys remember the decades I spent with them on this earth? How about you? What would you like your 200 words to say about you? That may not be something you often think about, but it might inspire you to consider how you're living your life now, if you remember that you're already writing your own obituary. The choices you make in life will echo after you're gone. For more advice to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
From executive producer LeBron James.
I need this, like yesterday.
Cleveland entrepreneurs get a chance to compete for their shot at success.
That will be a game changer for me and our business.
I believe your hustle is going to make this happen.
We got work to do now.
It's hard work, but it's totally worth it.
Cleveland Hustles. Premiere episodes Wednesdays at 10.
Everybody can have great ideas, but you have what it takes in here.
Only on CNBC.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're looking for senior care for your mom or dad like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. Their local advisors will explain your options and help you select senior living communities at no cost to you.
To speak with your local senior care advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by a team of Navasota. It's 7:52. The Aggie football season is right on the horizon, and with your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Well, Fighting Texas Aggie football kicked off 2-a-days earlier this week. Coach Kevin Sumlin was asked if this fall's depth chart is starting to take shape.
We won't name any starters until next week. I think we're going to have a preliminary 2-deep probably a week from today. Everything else is still just evaluation at this point.
Coach was also asked about the progress of his defense.
You know, it's kind of hard to tell right now where our defense is. The defense should be ahead of the offense right now because they've got older players and they don't have nearly the assignment deals that they have. So, you know, we've got to get looking for really 10 guys that can really gel in a 2-deep.
Coach and the guys are back at it again today. Of course, it's only about 2.5 weeks until they kick off against UCLA. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In Major League Baseball,
bases are loaded. Zepchinski's pitch hit him. It hits Odor in the shoulder, and the ball game is over.
The Texas Rangers scored 3 runs in the 10th inning with Rougned Odor hit by a pitch with the bases loaded to force home the winning run in last night's 5-4 decision over Oakland. Texas looks for the sweep against the Athletics tonight in Arlington at 7:05. Pre-game's at 6:30, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Also for the Rangers, leadoff hitter Shin-Soo Choo will have surgery on his broken wrist and forearm after he was hit by a pitch on Monday. The Rangers say Choo will have a plate inserted near the break. The team has recalled Ryan Rua from AAA Round Rock. In Houston,
here's the pitch, a swing and a miss. He got him for a Redbird winner.
A breaking ball down and in. Strikes out Marwin Gonzalez. Son Wano strikes out the side, and this ball game has come to an end.
Dallas Keuchel was roughed up by the St. Louis Cardinals, who beat the Astros 8-5 last night. Keuchel allowed 6 of the Cardinals' runs over 5 innings. One bright note for the Astros, Jose Altuve singled in the 9th inning for his 1,000th career hit. The Astros look to avoid the 2-game sweep today at Minute Maid Park in Houston. First pitch is at 1:10 p.m. In the NFL, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones and former NFL commissioner Paul Tagliabue are finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame this coming year. Jerry Jones says it's quite an honor.
It's really humbling. Still, when I look at the people that were under consideration, how deserved they are, and so it's mind-boggling to me.
The Cowboys won 3 Super Bowls over 4 seasons in the 1990s after Jones bought the team in 1989. Also in the NFL, Steelers linebacker James Harrison says he won't cooperate with the NFL as it investigates a report that he and some other linebackers in the league used performance-enhancing drugs. The NFL Senior Vice President of Labor Policy and League Affairs sent a letter Monday to the NFL Players Association detailing a plan to indefinitely suspend Harrison, Clay Matthews, and Julius Peppers of the Packers and free agent Mike Neal if they don't speak with the league by August 25th. And in Rio, Kerry Walsh Jennings could still end up with a 4th medal in Olympic beach volleyball, but if she does, it'll have to be a bronze, not gold, like the other 3 she earned. Walsh Jennings and partner April Ross were beaten by Brazil's reigning world champions, who beat the Americans in straight sets on Tuesday night to advance to a gold medal matchup with Germany. Also in Rio, Texas gymnast Simone Biles claimed her 4th gold medal of the Olympics, winning yesterday's floor exercise with a show-stopping performance. Teammate Allie Raceman won silver in the event. In all, Biles won 5 medals, including gold in the all-around and the team competition. And now here's KO.
Thank you, Brad. It is time for the deal of the day, but before we hop into that, I need to remind you, Team of Navasota has actually changed a little bit anyway. Now it's just Team Ford of Navasota. And at Team Ford of Navasota, they're big enough to serve your automotive needs, yet small enough to take care of their customers. At Team of Navasota, they strive to build long-term relationships with customers. If you're someone looking for a new Ford car, truck, SUV, CUV, or van, maybe even a used vehicle, Team can help you out. Highly knowledgeable and certified sales staff, expert financing department, huge inventory, it's all at Team of Navasota. Check them out online to take advantage of their trade-in evaluator or just run by. They're in Navasota, obviously. They are there to help you find a car, truck, or SUV of your dreams. For instance, maybe like this one. This is our deal of the day. A 2014 Ford Mustang, just 26,000 miles. You can get this car for $16,498. To find out more, go to teamofnavasota.com. And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you ready to go over the edge for United Way? Join us September the 8th for the adventure of a lifetime. Over the Edge provides the first 92 participants the opportunity to rappel 110 feet from the rooftop of the Hilton College Station once they've raised $1,000 to benefit the United Way of the Brazos. Register at OverTheEdgeBrazosValley.org. Create your personal or team fundraising page and tell your story. Share your page with friends, family, and coworkers and let the fundraising begin. Spaces are going fast. Visit OverTheEdgeBrazosValley.com for more.
Back to school just around the corner. Suddenlink here, ready to help out. They can make everything easier for you and your family because they've got internet speeds that are 33 times faster than DSL so that you can do the downloads and the uploads that you need to. Multiple devices can be going at the same time because of the bandwidth that's there and available for you from Suddenlink. You can get 50 meg internet for just $39 a month. If you make the switch, you can call 877-694-9474. You can go to suddenlink.com, or you can stop by the Suddenlink office at 4414 East 29th Street, across from the TV station, so you can sign up for these great back-to-school specials. Play videos from Vine and Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and all the other social media. You can get to those sites faster with the speeds that you get from Suddenlink. And if you're a football fan, Suddenlink is participating in the NFL Red Zone Free Preview during this week of the 2016 preseason, so have a look at that as well. It can all be yours. Phone 877-694-9474 or go to suddenlink.com.
Hey, Brass Valley, it's Pete Lair. Recently, we woke up and found water bubbling up through the concrete foundation in our bedroom. After days of fruitless calls to plumbers who couldn't help and foundation companies who proposed expensive solutions, we called Brian Bailey and his staff at American Leak Detection. They understood the problem, found the leak right away, gave us a temporary solution till they could get us fixed, and then took care of everything. They were reasonably priced, professional, and dependable. Got a leak? Call the folks at American Leak Detection at 979-680-1094. I'm glad I did. Bet you will be, too.
About a minute till. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Deep fried Twinkies. Never have. Don't know that I ever will.
Yeah.
But now to make it easier for you, Hostess has teamed with Walmart. So now you can get deep fried Twinkies in a box and they're ready to prepare.
Battered and partially fried before being frozen, the Twinkies need to be finished for a short time in the oven, toaster, or frying pan.
Oh, boy.
Only $4.76 for a box of seven.
Am I just shuddering? I don't know. They say it has a retro cool factor. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Who's nostalgic about fried Twinkies?
I mean, look, it's all you can do.